For the past 23 years, Jack Broom has served as superintendent of schools in Burke, South Dakota, and he joins us now to talk about the Department of Education's ruling. Superintendent Broom, the changes in the law were designed to give districts, especially those like yours, a bit more flexibility. Why is this important, and what are some of the special challenges that small or rural districts face in trying to staff their classrooms?
Well, typically what you find in small rural schools is that many of us wear a lot of hats. For example, in math and science, it's very typical to have a teacher teach several math courses and also several science courses. A social studies teacher, for example, might teach government, U.S. history, perhaps geography, and maybe economics, might even teach psych and soc. I'm superintendent of schools. Last year, in addition to my superintendent duties, I taught U.S. history, South Dakota history, economics, and sociology. I'm also elementary principal, so...
I'm getting tired just listening to you describe all this.
We drive buses. We do all kinds of things in small rural schools, and that's kind of what you have to do to survive.
Superintendent Broom, these laws are written in Washington. It's a long ways away from Burke, yeah, South Dakota, and many of these rural districts. How does a law like this, with all of its qualifications, from testing to these teacher requirements, impact a small district like this?
This makes it more difficult to operate. It's an impact not only for attracting certified staff, but, you know, if this thing plays out to the letter of the law, economically, I mean, to hire the number of people we would need to meet the rules, number one, I don't think they're there. Number two, our resources are stretched to the limit. I don't think we can afford it. And quite frankly, I think we're looking at a train wreck unless we get into a situation where some of these things are loosened up considerably.
Now, I know that you've been in meetings all day, so you haven't had a chance to really look deep inside these new requirements,
right,
that were published today by the Department of Education. But does this allay some of your concerns now that teachers have a bit more time to prove that they're actually highly qualified, that they know what they're teaching?
Anything they can do to relax these rules is going to help. And hopefully, like you said, a lot of the rules, all the rules are made in Washington. They're a long way away from, I guess, what we would call reality. So anything they can do to recognize that they've passed something that probably isn't going to work out here, and they modify those rules, that's certainly a step in the right direction.
Before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit about Burke? How big is the district?
Okay.
How many students?
Yeah, great place to live. We never lock our doors. We very seldom take the keys out of our cars. I probably shouldn't say that too loud. Our school district is, now this is going to make a lot of people sit down, probably hope they're holding on. We have 240 students K-12, so our largest class right now is 29. We have 29 juniors. We'll graduate 26 this year. We have classes typically down in the teens due to declining enrollment. Our quality of education, I think, is excellent. We've had students from our school graduate from Ivy League schools. We have doctors, lawyers. Our parents are very proud of our school. I'm very proud of the school, but it's very rural, and we're in ranch country, and because of that, it's very sparse, but it's the quality of life is as good as it gets, in my opinion. I would not live anywhere else.
Well, Superintendent, it sounds like you're one of the rare superintendents in America that knows every one of your students by name.
I do.
Thanks so much for talking to
us. Well, thank you so much.
Jack Broom is the superintendent of schools in Burke, South Dakota. He spoke to us from Pierre, where he was attending a State Board of Education meeting.